This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A little breaking news here. Commanders finished the season in Philly, week 18 in Philly. That means two of the last three games for Washington are against Philly.
Wow.
Week 16 and week 18 with the Cowboys sandwiched in between on Christmas.
That's interesting. Two of the last three games against Philly?
All right. We're going to put schedule stuff on hold for a moment. My guy Charlie Goldsmith does a great job covering all things Cincinnati. Maybe we'll make time for this Pete Rose stuff, but Charlie, we got to start. I follow you on Twitter at @CharlieG_. What the hell is going on with Trey Hendrickson out there?
Well, you know, you're a writer. You cover the team on a daily basis. So I'll ask you this. During your time covering the Commanders, has a player ever got on a flight to go to Washington to not practice, not do anything associated with the team, but to talk to the beat writers? Is that something you've ever encountered?
Charlie, you forget the team I've covered and how long I've covered them. Hell yeah. You remember Trent Williams nuclear sitting in the Redskins locker room?
Well, all right, so you got me beat there. It was a new one for me, a player showing up specifically to be a distraction, specifically, again, just to talk to us, especially in an era where, you know, Hendrickson's done a lot of this nationally. He's been on the McAfee show a lot, you know, which is great, the great Pat McAfee show. He wanted to talk to the local guys to try to impact or sway the narrative that there is about him. Now, his ability to be successful, his effectiveness doing that, that's up to you know, everyone individually. But what I am pretty sure is the Bengals aren't going to budge. Trey didn't really accomplish anything yesterday. They're still not close to a deal. Hendrickson wants to be paid top of the market. The Bengals don't want to do that, and we're right where we've been since January.
Where do you think this thing ends? Is he going to play for Cincinnati, or is he going to play somewhere else?
I don't think the Bengals trade him. I think the best case scenario for the Bengals, or I think what the Bengals are holding out for is, all right, Trey eventually is going to recognize if he's as good as he thinks he is, he'll have he'll have a great year. He'll have a contract year. He'll then go out and get paid next year. I think the Bengals are kind of hoping for that. But now Hendrickson, you know, he said he won't play on the current deal. That's what guys always say around this type of year. I remember covering the Jesse Bates saga, and Jesse was like, yep, I'm not playing either. And then he did. Now I asked him at the end of the season, I said, Jesse, why'd you show up the day that you did? And he goes, I don't know, man. I had a change of heart. I changed my mind. I woke up feeling a certain way. And so these things can be unpredictable. How you feel one day can truly change the next. This is what Hendrickson's saying now. But no matter what happens, no one's going to be happy.
Perhaps this is an oversimplification. Like, everything I heard at the combine and at owners' meetings, where kind of the whole NFL gets together, is, since he's going to force Hendrickson to hold out, they're not going to trade him. They're just going to keep him, and they expect him to eventually just show up and play. Is that still sound right, or do you think a trade is a way more legitimate thing?
Now, if someone called them right now and offered them the farm, you know, that's a baseball term, but sure, the Bengals would entertain that. They'd look at that. But it sounds like most of the trade-pursuing window, which they gave Hendrickson the permission to go and seek out and find a trade on his own, which clearly there wasn't a match there. And so if Hendrickson's more motivated to get himself traded than the Bengals are, and if Hendrickson wasn't able to find that trade, I don't know that the Bengals, who have much less motivation, will be finding that trade. Now, if, again, a team goes out and offers them something unbelievable, all right, sure, maybe the Bengals would consider it. What I do believe is that for a trade to get done now, when you look at how the Bengals roster is made up, I do think they'd need a quality defensive lineman coming back in return in addition to a pick. Because if you lose Trey and you don't replace him with a defensive lineman, your whole defensive line is kind of like sunk for the season. So I do think they'd need something back in terms of immediate impact now that now that free agency is over. But those are really difficult trades to make. There's a reason we don't see those types of player plus pick for player type trades very often, because they are pretty difficult.
What do you think it takes? Like you mentioned the defensive player. What do you think in terms of picks does it take? You know, if Washington were to get into these sweepstakes, what are we looking at them having to move if they did want to go get Trey Hendrickson?
I'm pulling up the Commanders depth chart. I'm forgetting his name. Kind of an older, not an older defensive end. He's on like a $10 million deal. Cleveland Farrell. I might have the contract wrong, but if it were like Cleveland Farrell plus a second, okay, that's interesting. Like something like that. I'd entertain that. I just don't know how they view Farrell particularly, and it would be about how they are like, if the Eagles offered like Bryce Huff plus a second or a third, like those that, and I know Bryce was bad last year, but you kind of be taking a bet on a young guy to be the next Trey Hendrickson. Hendrickson wasn't even that good before the Bengals signed him.
Right.
I think that would kind of be the only model left that would make sense for all sides.
How worried are they about the message they're sending to other defenders on their team if they become really, really good players that, hey, we're going to focus on Burrow, we're going to focus on the receivers, and we'll just figure everything out on defense. We're not worried about paying you guys.
Well, first of all, you know, this has been the Bengals for the last 50 years. They've prioritized quarterback and the receiver position, and if you're not at one of those spots more often than not, you've probably been squeezed out and frustrated by the process, and you felt like there's a lack of communication, and, you know, we've seen this movie before. It feels a lot like the Andrew Whitworth situation, with the exception of, you know, Hendrickson isn't Walter Payton Man of the Year. Hendrickson's a nice guy, but Hendrickson isn't a Walter Payton Man of the Year 10-time captain like Whitworth was. That really shook the locker room. Hendrickson, you know, not a captain, maybe doesn't quite have that weight that a Whitworth did. So maybe that has, you know, that does have less people in the locker room talking about it. Also, when you look at the defense right now, there's literally no one who's in line to be paid. And by no one, I mean no one. The guys who are technically up for extensions, Cam Taylor-Britt got benched last season, and he's rebuilding his value from scratch. Dax Hill moved positions then towards ACL. The class behind that, it's like DJ Turner, who probably won't start this year, and Jordan Battle, who still hasn't really shown anything from what he can really do as a starting safety. So, like, no one on that defense is even really thinking about an extension. So they're not, that's kind of not on the front of mind for them. But certainly it is a trend that continues about how the Bengals approach this that the team is aware of.
It's interesting. We're talking with our friend Charlie Goldsmith. You just got a new job, dude. You're on TV out there now on the Fox affiliate.
Contributor
in Cincinnati?
On Fox 19.
Yo, congrats, man. I know how hard you work. I'm glad you're getting more pub, man.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, dude. My read on Hendrickson is not a player I know well. How uncomfortable did he seem having to do that presser where he nukes the team like that?
You know what? So Hendrickson doesn't talk to the media. He's just one of those guys. He doesn't talk to the media unless it's like a 2-sack performance in a win. And there have been like 4 or 5 games over the course of his career where he's talked post-game like that. So you know how important relationships in this business are. Hendrickson hasn't really opened up the opportunity for a lot of us to build that relationship with him. He's just one of those guys, and that's fine. That's who Trey is, and I'll add too. And I really mean this. He is one of the hardest workers in the building. Like, that's real. I'm not just saying that. Like, take my word on that. But it's all very kind of internal, kind of he's got the blinders on. And that's fine. People look up to that and respect that, but it's less taking guys under his wing. So then he comes out yesterday. I mean, he's great. He's elaborating. He's expansive. I thought the answers were great. I thought he was honest. He was revealing. He was everything you'd want. And it shows another reminder that, like, this whole process has forced him to kind of make himself uncomfortable, to put himself in situations where he's usually not in. And he's so, he said the word spent with all of this. I would assume he's feeling fed up as well, that he's going to this length to try to make sure that he gets his agenda across.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Certainly, certainly. Outside of the Hendrickson stuff, like, how is everything going for the Bengals with now that you've got Chase and Higgins done? Like, is it largely everybody's happy except they know that Trey's situation is there, but they have such an offensive focus that they're just going to get through it?
Trey, it does kind of feel off to the side as its own thing, because kind of the vibe, the focuses on each side of the ball aren't really connected to Trey. Like, on offense right now, they might as well be holding hands and singing Shangri-La. I might have messed up that reference. But, like, at this point last year, like, guys weren't showing up for OTAs because T and Jamar had that contract thing. It was a bunch of uncertainty, all these moving pieces. Gesicki was new. How do you replace Joe Mixon? Well, now the offense is stacked. They know how good they are. They're all there. Again, this offense is – they're very, very excited about how this feels. And they can actually use OTAs to work on the offense this year. Defense, the focus has been new defensive coordinator, and the focus from a player's perspective is it's truly 95% young guys trying to make a good impression because of how few starting spots or long-term roles outside of probably Logan Wilson and then, you know, a couple others here or there are really cemented on this team. So guys are trying to make an impression. Guys are trying to compete. They're learning a brand new defense. They're trying to install that. That's when I talk to guys on defense. That's what they're talking about. They're not asking me about Trey. They're asking me about the new defense, and that's what they're offering up kind of is what's on their mind as well just when I talk to them off mic. So with kind of all that going on defense, there kind of hasn't been as much oxygen for the Hendrickson situation, especially because just as an edge rusher, you can kind of drop him right in at the last second and hope he'll be okay.
Was the Shamar Stewart selection, obviously they need players defensively like you were laying out as well, but was that in thoughts that maybe something goes down with Hendrickson, either they move on or they realize that maybe he holds out, or was that just something that they were adding talent regardless?
A little bit of both. Definitely something to the fact that the Bengals didn't plan to give Hendrickson a long-term deal, so they need a long-term starter defensive end. And with that being as much of a premium position as it is, you know, you can never say no to an edge rusher with those types of traits. And they picked him, from what I understand, over defensive tackle out of Oregon, over a safety out of Georgia, who, you know, maybe even Jahad Campbell as well, guys who would have had bigger roles right now but less premium positions, guys who are easier to find or their athletic skill sets are easier to find maybe in free agency than a true elite athletic edge rusher is. So that's what went into them taking Stewart. And, hey, Stewart's not practicing either right now because there's some saga that I'd never heard of or been aware of the waiver that he signed before he signs his rookie contract isn't up to his liking. So that's a new one as well.
That dude, when I saw that, I was like, huh? What's up with the Bengals schedule release? Are you a schedule release dork, or do you just kind of hope this day comes and goes?
You know what? I'll be honest with you. I could talk for hours about the Bengals strategy on day three of the draft or the differences in how Al Golden is going to use backup defensive backs this year. But the schedule release doesn't do much for me. So I hope everyone enjoys it tonight. I'll definitely look at it when it's out, but I kind of take it for what it is. And you mentioned Pete Rose early. I'll be at the Reds ballpark tonight because it's a Pete Rose Remembrance Night.
What is the deal there in Cincinnati? It sure seems like people love Pete Rose. Or love
Pete Rose. Yeah, Pete Rose kind of like is Cincinnati. So like Cincinnati, like think about your perspective on Cincinnati. Like
I like it.
You probably don't think a lot about Cincinnati. Like Cincinnati's kind of its own thing. Like it's not a big market. You don't know a lot about it. So that kind of creates a very insular. If you're one of us, you're like a god almost. And there are like 10 people who that's especially been the case about. Joe Burrow is one of them. And kind of Cincinnati claims him because he's from Southeast Ohio and went to Ohio State. But then Pete Rose, born and raised in Cincinnati and then played most of his career there. I mean, and he's a flawed, complicated person. But what he did and how he represented the city is kind of what this city wants beamed out into the world from a baseball, from a hustle, not from a character perspective, but from a hustle and intensity and blue-collar perspective, because that represented Pete Rose to a T.
What do you think the reception is going to be like tonight, knowing the news that comes down yesterday and then the celebration today, and how much of a factor did the celebration today play in the fact of the news yesterday?
I don't know on that one. I mean, Robert Manfred changed his mind after, 5 years for him and, 30, 40 years for Major League Baseball. I don't like using the word God, but, like, when I say Pete Rose is a God, specifically in a certain generation, like, he's growing up, I believed that Pete, it was like Babe Ruth, Willie Mays, Pete Rose, because obviously I didn't see Pete play, but that's how people talk about Pete here. Like he is truly one of the greatest baseball players of all time. And now he's a deserving Hall of Famer, but arguably now, all right, maybe Johnny Bench and Joe Morgan were better on that team. Obviously Pete was tremendous as well, but that's the status and the stature that Pete Rose carries here.
Could they put Pete Rose in as a player and just never mention the manager stuff? I'm being serious.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what's going to happen is this veterans committee is going to sit down in a couple of years, and it'll be, I believe, 16 guys, kind of baseball lifers, and they're going to decide what they think. And that's going to be that, which is kind of, I mean, I would rather him be on the writer's ballot to give him a fair shot, kind of with the due process that every other player gets. But obviously this is a unique case, and we'll see what happens. I think he belongs in the Hall of Fame. But regardless, Pete's been a Hall of Famer in Cincinnati, like kind of spiritually since the day he retired, even with everything that went down. Pete got to experience that feeling as a Cincinnatian and as a Red when he was alive.
Well, dude, in the road, Pete Rose Way or whatever?
Yep.
When
Pete
I saw
Rose
that,
Way,
I was like,
they
damn.
Got the statue. It's a lot of references to like 42 or 4192 within the ballpark, and to Pete Rose within the ballpark that I'm forgetting right now, but like things are 14 feet away, I believe, home plate from the backstop. Like a lot of little things that they do to addition to his retiring his number honor Pete Rose.
I tell you what, the irony was not lost on me. My boy Lee set up like a Sunday afternoon watching football in Cincinnati, because the game was Monday night. So we all were watching games at BetMGM in Cincinnati, and BetMGM was on Pete Rose Way, which just seemed quite appropriate.
Did you bet on the Reds?
Reds have legit fans, man. That was the last game of the year, I think, for the Reds, and they were, 10 games under 500. It seemed packed. Everybody was wearing Reds gear. I don't often think about Cincinnati, Charlie, but when I do, I like Cincinnati. Jeff Ruby's Steakhouse is banging. I like the little downtowns, easily walkable.
I want to go out there for an opening day. You know about Cincinnati for opening day, right?
It's the oldest ever or whatever, right?
They're the only team that plays at home opening day every single year.
Good for them. That stadium, the baseball stadium's way cooler than the football stadium. Do you agree with that, Charlie?
Yep. That is a long political, local Cincinnati politics discussion for another day about relationships between politicians and teams and deals your labor to work and taxpayer dollars. That is a long conversation that we're kind of having again here in Cincinnati with the Bengals stadium deal that they signed initially. They kind of need to be updated now, and that's kind of its own little saga here.
Yeah.
We know a thing or two about stadium deals.
Yeah, dude.
That's right. You guys are the expert on stadium deals.
Charlie, thanks for the time as always. Congrats on the new gig with Fox in Cincinnati.
Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, guys.
That's our guy, Charlie Goldsmith. Does a really good job on Twitter. You give him a follow at @CharlieG_. Here's the moment you've been waiting for. I can report the Commanders will play the Bears on Monday Night Football, Week 6. There you go. After the Hail Mary, it's going prime time. Here's the other moment you've been waiting for. You want Caps tickets? Jeff, press the button. We're giving away Caps tickets 20 minutes after the hour all day. If you want Caps tickets right now, caller number 9-800-636-1067. You can win a pair of tickets to Game 5 for the 2025 playoffs with the Washington Capitals. Thursday, May 15th against Carolina, Capital One Arena. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.